This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Can you summarize some of the key rulings pertaining to the Taraweeh prayer? Number one, what is the reward of praying the Taraweeh with the Imam in the Masjid? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ إِذَا صَلَّ مَعَ الْإِمَامِ حَتَّى يَنْصَرِفَ حُسِبَ لَهُ قِيَامُ لَيْلَةٍ. If a person prays with the Imam until he ends his prayer, he is given the reward of praying the whole night. Allahu Akbar. Number two, what about those who leave early before the Imam has completed the prayer? Of course, we pray that Allah Almighty rewards them amply. But we also remind them that they've missed out on a very specific reward. You see, even the scholars who hold that the sunnah is to pray 8 units for the Taraweeh prayer, none of them advise people to leave after 8 if the Imam is praying 20. None of them advise that. Stay with the Imam until he finishes as much as you can, that is. Number three, is it better to pray the Taraweeh in the Masjid or alone at home? Yes, both are permissible. The majority of scholars are of the view, however, it is better to pray in the Masjid. And some jurists have argued that it can be better to pray at home if one has memorized the Quran, if there is no fear that he may become lazy and pray less than what they would have prayed in the Masjid, and if the congregation in the mosque is not going to be affected if this person stays away. Now, needless to say that those who opt to pray at home, having latched onto this scholarly difference of opinion, they shouldn't be lured into the devil's trap, whereby they end up missing Isha Salah in congregation. A very important Salah, and more important than all of the Taraweeh prayer you do in Ramadan, particularly for men, to pray Isha in congregation. Beware of this satanic trap. Another question that people ask about the Taraweeh prayer is that they say, I intend to pray more Salah, more prayer after the Taraweeh prayer in the mosque is completed, so should I pray the witr with the Imam or should I delay it? Well, you've got one of two options here generally. Number one, you could pray the witr prayer with the Imam, and then you carry out, when you carry out your night prayer later on that evening, you don't repeat your witr prayer. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا وِتْرَانِي فِي لَيْلَةٍ, that there are no two witr prayers to be performed in any one night. That's one option. The other approach is for you to delay your witr prayer so that you perform it at the end of the night after having finished your night prayer after the Taraweeh. So in that scenario, when the Imam says the salam and he finishes his witr, don't end the witr. You stand up and you carry out an extra unit to make it an even number, and then you carry out your witr prayer by yourself at home when you finish your extra night prayer. Another question people ask is about the ruling on reciting from a copy of the Mus'haf in the Taraweeh prayer. Now, this is a matter of scholarly difference of opinion. Some have argued that reciting from the Mus'haf doesn't invalidate the prayer, whether you've memorized the Qur'an or whether you haven't, and that the occasional turning of the pages whilst you are praying does not invalidate your prayer. This is the view of the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Imam Ahmad, the two students of Imam Abu Hanifa, Abu Yusuf and Muhammad. And it's the formal position of the Hanafi school, however, that it does in fact invalidate the prayer. So be cautious of this difference of opinion, especially if you are an Imam. Another question people ask is, can I carry a copy of the Mus'haf as I pray behind the Imam in the Taraweeh prayer? Now, in principle, this really should be avoided for so many reasons. It's going to compromise your ability to apply the sunnah of placing your right hand over your left hand in salah. It's going to cause sometimes excessive movements that are quite unnecessary. And this is a movement that can distract you from praying with khushu', with attentiveness. It can also detract from your ability to apply the sunnah of staring in the place of prostration, and so on. So many compromises will be unnecessarily made. It should be avoided. Another question people ask is, should the imams endeavor to complete the recitation of Quran in the Taraweeh prayers from cover to cover? According to some scholars, namely the Hanbalis and most of the Hanafis, it is indeed encouraged to complete the full recitation of the Quran during the Taraweeh prayer. And this can be understood from the reports which state that Angel Jibreel used to study the Qur'an with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the month of Ramadan, and he would review it with him from cover to cover on each Ramadan. And Imam Ahmad used to like the completion of the recitation of the Qur'an for those who were leading in salah. Now, needless to say, this must not come at the expense of the quality of recitation. Rather, if there is going to be a trade-off between the two, then it's better to recite the Quran in a calm and deliberate, proper way than to rush the recitation for the sake of completing the recitation of the Quran in Ramadan. Yes, it was narrated that Umar, he enjoined the recitation of 30 verses in each unit of Taraweeh prayer, which meant that they would complete the entire recitation of Quran three times in Ramadan. That's assuming that they prayed 20 units a night. But that was suitable for their time. Generally speaking, in our time, it's better for the imam to recite on the basis of the people's situation. He should recite an amount that would not put them off from joining the congregation, because increasing the size of the congregation is better than lengthening the recitation, and Allah knows best.